Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Ram Goldar and there Maseches Makos Daf Yud Gimel. The beginning of the third parak, Elohen Elokim. The Zichud Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the third parak begins, the Elohen Elokim, and these are the ones who receive Malkas. Rashi notes that this is not a complete list. The Mishnah proceeds to list relations with relatives which carry the penalty of Kares and teaches that they incur Malkas as well. The Mishnah then lists numerous relations which only receive malkas, and that two sets of malkas would be incurred for relations violating two independent prohibitions. The Mishnah lists numerous other prohibitions of karas, such as someone tummy who ate kajim meat or entered the mikdash. It concludes with several prohibitions of eating which receive malkas, such as nevelus or tevel. The Gemara infers that although our Mishnah holds that karas prohibition incurs malkas, there is no malkas for transgressing chayvei misas basin, prohibitions which carry the death penalty through basin. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Shmuel says there is even malkas for chayvei misas basin, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yitzchak holds one does not even receive malkas for a karas violation. Point number two, Rabbi Shmuel derives that violating any love incurs malkas. There are several exceptions, such as love hanita kla'ase, because the love must be dumi the love de chasima, similar to the prohibition against muzzling a threshing animal. Rabbi Akiva holds chayvei misas basin cannot also receive malkas because the pasuk says kedei risha so, according to his wickedness, teaching mishum risha achas atamachayvo, you can punish him for one wickedness, yatamachayvo mishum shtei rishios, but you cannot punish him for two acts of wickedness for one act. Rabbi Shmuel holds that execution and malkas are misa arichtahi, like one long death. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak explains why Rabbi Akiva does not exempt karas from malkas as a second punishment. Barisha masura lebeisin akas medaber. The pasuk banning double punishments is discussing a punishment given to beisin to carry out. Since karas is not administered by beisin, giving malkas is not a second punishment. On the next daf, Ravina explains differently based on Rabbi Akiva's words. Shimas tshuva beisin shemala mochin lehen, that if they repented, the heavenly court forgives the karas penalty. Although this person may not have repented, since he can repent and avoid karas, malkas is not definitively a second punishment. And point number three, Rav explains the malchokas differently. If the edim had warned the transgressor of the misa penalty, all agree that since he is executed, he does not additionally receive malkas. They argue in a case of da'asu begla malkas, where they only warned him that he would receive malkas so he could not be executed. Rabbi Yishmael holds, Lav shenitin lazar is based in lokin alav. One receives malkas even for a prohibition given to warn about the death penalty when the death penalty cannot be carried out. Rabbi Akiva holds Lav shenitin lazar is based in ein lokin alav because the love was written for the death penalty, because every punishment of basin requires an azara, a warning of the Torah, and cannot be used for malkas. Still, Rabbi Akiva holds that a karas violation would receive malkas, and Rav explained, chayve krisas lo tzricha asra, sins which incur karas do not require a warning written in the Torah. This can be proven from the fact that one who fails to do the mitzvah al karban pesach or bris milah is liable to karas, despite there being no love in the Torah. They're positive commandments. Therefore, the love written by the other karas prohibitions can be used to impose malkas. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The third parak begins, Ve'elohen Elokin, and these are the ones who receive malkas. Rashi notes that this is not a complete list. The Mishnah proceeds to list relations with relatives which carry the penalty of karas and teaches that they incur malkas as well. The Mishnah then lists numerous relations which only receive malkas, and that two sets of malkas would be incurred for relations violating two independent prohibitions. The Mishnah lists numerous other prohibitions of karas, such as someone tummy who ate kajim meat or entered the mikdash. It concludes with several prohibitions of eating which receive malkas, such as nevelus or tevel. The Gemara infers that although our Mishnah holds that karas prohibition incurs malkas, there is no malkas for transgressing chayvei misas basin, prohibitions which carry the death penalty through basin. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Shmuel says there is even malkas for chayvei misas basin, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yitzchak holds one does not even receive malkas for a karas violation. Point number two, Rabbi Shmuel derives that violating any love incurs malkas. There are several exceptions, such as love hanita kla'ase, because the love must be dumi the love de chasima, similar to the prohibition against muzzling a threshing animal. Rabbi Akiva holds chayvei misas basin cannot also receive malkas because the pasuk says kedei risha so, according to his wickedness, teaching mishum risha achas atamachayvo, you can punish him for one wickedness, yatamachayvo mishum shtei rishios, but you cannot punish him for two acts of wickedness for one act. Rabbi Shmuel holds that execution and malkas are misa arichtahi, like one long death. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak explains why Rabbi Akiva does not exempt karis from malkas as a second punishment. Berisha masura lebeis and akas medaber. The pasuk banning double punishments is discussing a punishment given to beis din to carry out. Since karis is not administered by beis din, giving malkas is not a second punishment. On the next daf, Ravina explains differently based on Rabbi Kiva's words. She must tshuva based on shemala mochin lehen, that if they repented, the heavenly court forgives the karas penalty. Although this person may not have repented, since he can repent and avoid karas, malchus is not definitively a second punishment. And point number three, Rav explains the malchokas differently. If the edim had warned the transgressor of the misa penalty, all agree that since he is executed, he does not additionally receive malchus. They argue in a case of da'asubegla malchus, where they only warned him that he would receive malchus so he could not be executed. Rabbi Yishmael holds, Lav shenitin lazar is based in lokin alav. One receives malchus even for a prohibition given to warn about the death penalty when the death penalty cannot be carried out. Rabbi Kiva holds Lav Shinitin Lazar is based in Ein Lokin Lav because the Lav was written for the death penalty, because every punishment of Beis Din requires an Azara, a warning of the Torah, and cannot be used for Malkus. Still, Rabbi Kiva holds that a Karis violation would receive Malkus, and Rav explained, Chayve Krisas Lo Tzricha Asra, sins which incur Karis do not require a warning written in the Torah. This can be proven from the fact that one who fails to do the mitzvah al Karban Pesach or Bris Milah is liable to Karis, despite there being no Lav in the Torah. They're positive commandments. Therefore, the Lav written by the other karas prohibitions can be used to impose malchus. All right, so now we got our siman daf yud gimel, and our standard siman is a bar mitzvah boy, So here goes. At the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards with a list of relatives, one gets malchus and karas for. The bachur bar mitzvah darshan from Kedei Rishah so that if he were to be machal Shabbos, he would only be chayv misa and not malchus as well. And then wowed the guest by answering the question, what if I was only warned about malchus and not misa? Once again, slow motion. At the bar mitzvah, that must be on daf yud gimel. At the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives, one gets malchus and karis far, which reminds us, the third pair begins by elohen alokin, and these are the ones who receive malchus. Rashi notes that this is not a complete list. The mission proceeds to list relations with relatives which carry the penalty of karis and teaches that they incur malchus as well. So at the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives, one gets malchus and karis for. The bachur bar mitzvah darshan from Kedei Rishah so that if he were to be machal Shabbos, he would only be chay misa and not malchus as well, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel derives that violating any lav incurs malchus. There are several exceptions, such as lav hanita kol'ase, because the lav must be dumya de lav de chasima, similar to the prohibition against muzzling a threshing animal. Rabbi Kiva holds chayvi misa's basin and cannot also receive malchus, because the pasuk says, Kedei Rishah so, according to his wickedness, teaching, Mishum Rishah Achaz HaTamachayvo, you can punish him for one wickedness, Via HaTamachayvo Mishum Shtei Rishios, but you cannot punish him for two wickednesses, for one act. Rabbi Shmuel holds that execution of Malkas are Misa Arichtehi, like one long death. So, at the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives, one gets malchus and karis for. The bachur bar mitzvah darshan from Kedei Rishah so, that if he were to be machal Shabbos, he would only be chay misa and not malchus as well. And then wowed the guests by answering the question, what if I was only warned about malchus and not misa? Which reminds us, Rav explains the malchokas differently. If the edim had warned the transgressor of the misa penalty, all agree that since he's executed, he does not additionally receive malchus. They argue in a case of da'asubegla malchus, where they only warned him that he would receive malchus, so he cannot be executed. Rav Shmuel holds, Lav shenitin lazar is misa basin, lokin lav. One receives malchus even for a prohibition given to warn about the death penalty when the death penalty cannot be carried out. Rabbi Kiva holds Lav shenitin lazar is misa basin, ain't lokin lav. Because the lav was written for the death penalty, because every punishment of Beis Din requires an Azara, warning of the Torah, and cannot be used for Malkus. So once again, at the bar mitzvah where the guests received stylized cards, with a list of relatives, one gets malchus and karis for. The bachur bar mitzvah darshan from Kedei Rishah so that if he were to be machal Shabbos, he would only be chay misa and not malchus as well. And then wowed the guests by answering the question, what if I was only warned about malchus and not misa? All right, so now it's time for four blabach Hazara. Daf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The Ger Tosha of serving tea. That must be on Daf Tes. Teapot. They get Toshav serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gaulis when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught in the previous daf that all are exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is exiled for killing them, except for a Ger Toshav, a non-Jew who committed to keep the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. This implies that a Ger Toshav is not exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is not exiled for killing a Ger Toshav, and he's equal to an idolater regarding Gaulis. This is contradicted by the Mishnah's next clause that a Ger Toshav is exiled for killing a Ger Toshav. Rav Kahana distinguishes between whom a Ger Toshav kills. If he killed another Ger Toshav, he's exiled, but if he killed a Yisrael, he's not exiled because Gaulis is insufficient to achieve atonement for his killing a Yisrael. So the Ger Toshav serving Tina Restop, who did not go to Gaulis when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav, thinking it was mutter, which reminds us, our Brice implies that a Ger Toshav is killed for mistakenly killing another Ger Toshav, and Rav explains the case is Be'omer Mutter, where he thinks it's permitted to kill and intentionally murdered. Such an error is not atoned with exile, so he's executed. Abaya asked, Omer Mutter Anusu, one who thinks murder is permitted is faultless, since he's unaware of the prohibition and should not be executed. Rabbi responded, Shani Omer, Omer Mutter Karbel Mezidhu. For I say, on the contrary, thinking murder is permitted is close to sinning intentionally for his negligence in not having learned the prohibition. So, the Ger Toshav serving Tina Restop, who did not go to Gaulis when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav, thinking it was mutter, leaving the owner of the rest stop scrambling for a new employee to serve tea to all those on the road to one of the six Ari Miklat, which reminds us that we learned that there are six Ari Miklat, three in Eretz Yisrael and three in Eretz Yarden. The Gemara wonders why Eretz Yarden had the same number of Ari Miklat as Eretz Yisrael when it only comprised 2.5 Shvatim. Abai answered that Rotzchim, murderers, were relatively common in Gilad in Eretz Yarden, so more Ari Miklat were necessary. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The Talmud, who was heading to Gaulis together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yishalayim, where a minion of Yidden, That must move on Daf Yud. The Talmud, who is heading to Gaulis together with his Rebbe, which reminds us, the Pasuk says regarding one fleeing to the Ari Miklat, the Chai and Live teaching Avi Lemidit to Havi Lechiyusa, provide from that will enable him to live. Another Braisa states, Talmud Shagala Maglin Rabu Imo. If a Talmud is exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him, since an Ari Miklat must provide him with life. So, the Talmud who was heading to Gaulis, together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah, when a soldier announced they won the war, which reminds us, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said that the Pasuk, Omdos Hayu Raglenu B'Shalrayach Yerushalayim, our feet were standing in your gates, Yerushalayim, means, Mi Garm L'Raglenu Shiyamdu B'Melchama, what caused our feet to stand successfully in war? Shar Yerushalayim Sheyu Oskin B'Torah, the gates of Yerushalayim, where they were involved in learning Torah. So the Talmud was heading to Gaulis together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah when a soldier announced they won the war, to the chagrin of a non-Jewish Navi nearby who was hitting his donkey for crushing his leg, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that from the Torah, Nevim and Ksuvim, it can be proven, B'derek she'adam rotzei leilech, in the path that a person wants to go, ba, molichin oso, in that path they lead him. In the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, "Lo teilechim ahem," do not go with him to curse Klal Yisrael. But after Bilam showed he wanted to go with him, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kum lech itam, arise, go with them." Daf Yud Aleph. So the Simur Daf Yud Aleph is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The mother of the Kohen Gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets, star, that must be around Daf Yud Aleph. The mother of the Kohen Gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who killed Beshogeg returns home when the Kohen Gadol dies, whether a Meshuch Meshemen a Mishcha, a Meruba Bagadim, or one who left his role of a Kohen Gadol, meaning a temporary replacement. Review says, even the death of the Meshuch Mochama, the Kohen Gadol anointed for battle, returns the killer. Therefore, the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim would provide food and clothing to the exiles, so they shouldn't daven that their son should die. In another version, the Mishnah says the mothers provided for the exiles so they should daven their sons should not die, implying that without their prayers, the Kohanim Gadolim would die. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol, who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the Chochem, whose claw was extremely dangerous, which reminds us, Rav said, Kilas Chochem afilo bechinam hiba, the curse of a sage, even undeserved, will come to pass. This is derived from Achitofel and the incident when David was digging the foundations of the base of Migdash and the waters from the deep began to rise and threaten the world. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol, who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the Chacham, whose claw was extremely dangerous, was devastated when her son, the Kohen Gadol, fell off a ladder and killed some b'shogeg and was sentenced to life in Galus, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishnigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol dies after the killer's verdict was completed, Arzei in a Gola, he's not exiled at all because the Kohen Gadol's death prevents his exile. If the Kohen Gadol died and another was appointed before sentencing, his exile would end when the second Kohen Gadol dies. If he was sentenced when there was no Kohen Gadol, or one who mistakenly kills a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol who kills Iniyos Misham Olam, he doesn't leave the Ir Miklat ever since there was no Kohen Gadol at the time. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Well, three of the 12 brothers. 12 brothers? That must be on Daf Yud Beis. Well, three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Miklat game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rav said that Yo made two mistakes when he fled to the Mishkan in Shiloh and grabbed the horns of the Mizbeach. Number one, Tashe Eino Kolet El Gago. He erred in that only the Mizbeach's roof protects by standing on it, but he grabbed its horns. Number two, he also erred because only the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash offers refuge, and he grabbed the Mizbeach in the Mishkan in Shiloh. Abai said he made a third mistake. It only protects the Kohen performing the Avoda, and Yov was a non-Kohen. So while three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Miklat game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or a reshus to kill a brother who had left the area designated as an Ir Miklat, which reminds us, Gemara brings three opinions regarding killing a rotzeach who left the Ir Miklat, whether it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him, or simply a reshus, and whether others are permitted to kill him. So, while three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Miklat game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or a reshus to kill a brother who had left the area designated as an Ir Miklat. When the oldest brother pointed out that that brother was safe, since he was standing under a tree whose branches extended into the city, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a tree is inside the tchum of the Ir Miklat and its branches are outside, or the reverse, hakol holech achra hanof, everything follows the branches regarding whether the Goel Adam can kill him. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you know that one who kills b'shogeg while engaged in a mitzvah is not exiled? For example, a father hitting a son, that's on daf. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss what the din is in a case of the Kohen Gadol dies before or after the killer's gemar din? That's on daf Yudav. Good. Number three, which daf do we have the Mishnah of who is lashed for transgressing a losase, including those with an Isar Karis? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number four, which daf do we have three opinions regarding killing a rotzeach who left the Ir Miklat? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number five, which daf do you learn that a Talmud that goes into Galus, his Rebbe goes with him? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number six, which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case where Edim only warned a person about Malkus, but not that he would be chai if Mises based in? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do you learn a Sanhedrin which executes once in 7 years is called the Chovranis? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number eight, which daf when Rabbi Kiva holds Chayv Mises Basin cannot also receive Malkus because the Pasuk says Kedei Rishaso. That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have a Malkus about Omer Mutter? That's on daf Tes. Good. Number ten, which daf do about Yov's mistake when he tried to hold on to the horns of the Mizbeach to save himself? That's on daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.